Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
We know that storms just pop up out of the blue. Storms just pop up. So never, you always have to be prepared for a storm. Let me tell you this. You are either in a storm, coming out of a storm, or about to go in a storm. You're going to be in a storm. So what we need to know is, how can we have peace in the middle of a storm? Now, what are the purposes of storms? Storms are here to try your faith. Be not mistaken, Jesus Christ knew that that storm was going to come. He told him, hey, let us go. He was back, where was Jesus at? Back in the hinder part of the ship, sleeping on a pillow. And boy, I tell you, can you imagine those winds just coming, and that boat is just taking on water and it's going down? They say, hey, go get your master. And I can just see him running through there, man. And Jesus said, all right, now what? And then they say, hey, carest thou not that we perish? And Jesus gets up, and I like what he said. He rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, peace, be still. I'm here to tell you, whenever we try to fix it, we'll break it. If we simply have peace and be still, God will fight our battle. I'm reminded when Moses was trapped at the Red Sea, and Egypt was on their trail, and they say, hey, what we're going to do? Moses says, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. And then the Red Sea opened up, and they walked on dry ground. They were getting all upset, all fearful. We simply have to trust that God will do what he said. We may be in some tough situations and say, hey, how in the world is the Lord going to fulfill his promise? But as you know, the title of the sermon is, I'm going through, but God. God always have a promise for us. Man sees the problem, but God is the solution. God is the solution. You know, the storm, I'm pretty sure everybody know when Peter walked out on the water. Jesus Christ came in the night, walking on the water, and Peter saw Jesus. They thought it was a ghost, and then Peter said, hey, if it's thee, bid me to come out on the water. Peter did good. Peter walked on the water for about 2 seconds, didn't he? But what happened? He looked at Jesus and he was walking on the water. But then what happened?
He looked away.
Let me tell you something. Satan simply wants to get the attention on him and not Christ. Focus on Jesus and you'll walk on water. How about that? Keep your eyes on the Lord. So what that showed us, Peter was looking at the waves and stuff around, and he lost focus in the Lord Jesus Christ. And he began to sing, and he prayed the shortest prayer ever, save me. And the Lord reached out his hand and picked him up. Isn't that good? And saved him. And that's what he do. God wants us to focus on him. You know, Christians are not free from problems. I think that's what gets a lot of people, you know, all bent out of shape. Hey, they say, hey, we're Christians. Why are we going through these things? If you never test your faith, how do you know you have it? You know, I mean, you know, this is my church folks here. They know in 2006 I went through some things. You know, I thought I was a strong Christian in the Lord, going, man, I was doing everything. And then I got kidney cancer. And one of my kidneys had to be removed. And I cried, why is me? Why is this happening to me? Set up my pity party. God said, why not you? You said you trust me. You did all this stuff. And now you're going to cry like a...
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.